Hezekiah of Judah, who had not submitted to my yoke. I besieged 46 of his strong cities, castles, and small cities, by casting down their walls and advancing the war engines, by an assault of the light-armed soldiers, by breaches, by battering, and by axes. I took them. People, young and old, male and female, I brought out from them with horses, mules, asses, camels, oxen and sheep without number. I counted them as spoil. Hezekiah himself I shut up like a caged bird in Jerusalem, his royal city. I fortified the walls against him, and whosoever came out of the gates, I turned back. After I had plundered his cities, I divided them from his land, and gave them to Mitinti, king of Ashdod, to Padi, king of Ekron, and to Tzilbal, king of Gaza, and thus I diminished his territory. To the former year's tribute, I added the tribute of subject alliance to my lordship, and laid that upon him. Hezekiah himself was overwhelmed with the fear of the brightness of my lordship. The Arabians and his other faithful warriors, whom as a defense for Jerusalem, his royal city, he had introduced, fell into fear. 30 talents of gold and 800 talents of silver, precious stones, large lapis lazuli, couches of ivory, thrones of ivory, valuable wood of every kind, a heavy treasure, and his daughters, his harem women, the young men and young women of his household, I caused to be brought after me to Nineveh, the city of my lordship. And he sent me ambassadors to give tribute and pay homage. In dealing with the conquered king of Elam and his men. Their necks I cut off like lambs, their precious lives I cut through like a knot. The chargers of my chariot swam in the masses of blood as in a river. Blood and filth run down its wheel. With the corpses of their warriors, as with herbs, I filled the field. I mutilated my captives horribly. I cut off their hands, their bracelets of gold and silver which were on their arms, I plucked off. With sharp swords, I cut off their noses.